Can I see the comics? This is the New York Times.
Okay, may I see the comics?
Guys, I thought you were taking Ross to the game.
We are. He's meeting us here.
No, Rachel is meeting us here.
Oh, come on. They can be in the same room.
Yeah, you should have been there last night.
Why? What happened now?
Well, Ross was hanging out over at our place. Rachel comes over to borrow some moisturizer from Chandler.
How hard is it to say something? Rachel came over to borrow something.
Anyway, her and Ross just started yelling at each other.
Wait, why was he yelling at her? He's the one who slept with someone else.
Well, I guess he says that because they were on a break when it happened, that she should have forgiven him by now.
Whoa, he is so unreasonable. God, although I think I understand what he means. Oh, my God, this is like 60 minutes. Okay, when at first you're really mad at that pharmaceutical company for making the drug, and then, you know, you just feel bad for the people because they needed to make their hair grow.
You know what this is like? This is like when my parents got divorced. Man, I hope Ross doesn't try to kidnap me after Cub Scouts.
You know, I had a dream that Ross and Rachel were still together. They never broke up. We were all just, like, hanging out, and everyone was happy.
I had the same dream.
Yeah, and nobody slept with that Xerox girl.
Oh, I had the opposite dream.
You know what? Maybe it's going to be okay. I mean, it's been a week.
Yeah, it's never taken me more than a week to get over a relationship.
Never taken you more than a shower to get over a relationship.
Okay, let's go. Let's hit the road. Let's get the show on it.
Okay, let me just get a cup of coffee.
Oh, we're under the best coffee house, and it's so close.
Closer than here?
Hey, look, I found coffee. Okay, let's get out. Please,
I'm not going to drink somebody's old coffee.
Okay,
Your Highness.
Oh, Rachel, I'm really sorry.
That's okay, Ross. Want to get back together?
Yeah, okay.
Did anyone else hear that? Is he here?
No.
Oh, here's your moisturizer. Hi! You guys are gonna love me. Okay, check it out. Thursday night, 5 tickets, Calvin Klein lingerie show, and you guys are coming with me. Okay, I said that out loud, right?
Yes, it's just that we kind of already made plans for the bras.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No, it's just that he got this new, like, home theater dealing, and he wants, you know, wants us to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's really excited about it, too. He even recorded show times on his answering machine.
Oh. We're sorry, honey.
Oh, okay.
Rach, it's not that we don't want to. Really, are we talking models in their underwear?
And heels.
Ross did ask us first, and we set that night aside.
No, hey, come on. You know, if he asked you first, it's only fair.
Oh, boy, do I feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
Very bad.
Chandler, what are you doing?
Chandler?
Oh, my God.
You're smoking again?
Well, actually, yesterday I was smoking again. Today I'm smoking still.
Why would you start again after chewing all that quitting gum?
I'm telling you, this is just like my parents' divorce, which is when I started smoking in the first place.
Weren't you 9?
Yeah. I'm telling you something, that first smoke after nap time. Oh, that's great. With my luck, that's going to be him.
Him? Him, Ross?
Nope. Him, 253. His eyes are on the sparrow. My parents got divorced. That's when I started using humor as a defense mechanism.
Hi. Do you guys have plans for the weekend? Because I have my sister on hold, and she said that we could have her cabin for the weekend and go skiing. Huh? I'm asking you first, right? I mean, I'm playing by the rules.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chandler, you're smoking? What are you doing?
Hey, shut up. You're not my real mom.
Hey, can you close that window, Chandler? My nipples could cut glass over here.
Wait, really? Because mine get me out of tickets.
Look, you guys, I just want to say I really, really appreciate you spending this time with me. It's been a pretty hard time right now, so I just want to say thanks.
Can somebody else hug him? I have to stay by the window.
Oh, hey, hey, huh? How about this weekend we have a laser disc marathon, okay? And maybe a tournament on my new dartboard, huh? Huh? What do you think? Had 2 days of darts. That'll be great.
It'll be great for next weekend.
No, this weekend, guys.
It'll be great for next weekend. I mean, it'll be great.
What's going on?
Well, we're sort of invited to go skiing. You know, Rachel's sister's cabin.
So, for the whole weekend? Or?
We're really sorry, but she did ask us first.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, if you guys all have to go away for the first weekend, I'm alone by myself, you know, then totally, totally understand.
You know what? I can stay. I'm going to stay. Because the last time I went skiing, I was too afraid to jump off the chairlift. I just went round and round.
Phoebe, we kind of need you to drive everybody up there in your grandmother's cab. But you know what? I'll stay.
No, I'll stay. He's my brother.
What, a pity stay?
No. We can have fun. We can make fudge.
Pity food? You know what? That's okay, all right? I don't need any of you to stay, okay? Nobody stays.
Well, then I might as well offer to stay.
Hey, does anybody else feel bad about Ross?
Why, do you think he's so mad at us?
Well, he's probably more mad since you called him this morning to borrow his goggles.
Ross, mine aren't tinted.
Chandler!
What?
What does the sign say?
Beam me up, Jesus.
No, the no smoking sign. There's no smoking in my grandmother's cab.
Okay, well, then I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, please. No one schedules stops. We can go when we stop for gas.
Okay, come on. There's a rest stop right up there. Come on, I really have to go.
Oh, now I have to go.
Oh. Here we go. Hey, brace yourself.
What? Okay.
Where are you gonna go?
No, thank you.
No, Rachel never pees in public restrooms.
Well, they never have any paper in there, you know? So my rule is no tissue, no tushy. Well, if everybody's going.
Oh, you know what?
Don't
close it. The keys are in there.
Oh, no.
What's going on? My lighter's in there. Damn. Tailpipe's not hot enough to light this.
Relax, okay? I can get this open. Anybody got a coat hanger?
Oh, I do. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I took it out of my shirt when I put it on this morning.
So if your parents hadn't got divorced, you'd be able to answer a question like a normal person?
Look, I just need a wire something to jimmy it. Oh, hey, one of you guys give me the underwire from your bra.
What?
Come on, who has the biggest boobs?
Hey.
Whoever has the biggest boobs has the biggest bra, therefore has the biggest wire.
No, my bra.
If you want to get back in the car, we need that wire. Your call.
Okay, Monica's are the biggest.
These tiny little non-dress?
Please, it's gotta be Rachel.
Well, no. Mine are deceptively small. I mean, I actually sometimes stuff my bra.
All right, well, then your bra would still be big.
No, I stuff outside the bra.
Let's just compromise, okay? Phoebe, Rachel, take off Monica's bra.
Forget it. Never mind. Have mine.
Thank you.
Chandler, what are you doing? There is a trash can right there.
Well, I thought if I littered, that crying Indian might come by and save us.
Okay. There.
Yeah. Thank you, Phoebe. That's very, very generous.
Okay. Now let's decide who has the nicest ass.
And there you go.
Yay! Oh, Chandler!
At least let me smoke it for the good part.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
Wait, what's going on?
Yeah, this has happened before.
So you know how to fix it?
Yep, put more gas in.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Oh, I was just wondering, when you and I split up, did you get the tape that was half the last episode of MASH and half the hostages coming home?
Yeah, but now it's Susan and me in Mexico and the hostages coming home.
Where's Ben?
He's sleeping.
Ooh. is this a bad time?
Yeah, actually, Susan's going to be here any minute. It's kind of an anniversary.
Oh, I thought you guys got married in January.
Different kind of anniversary.
Oh. Oh.
So, anyway.
Candles, champagne. Yeah, anniversaries are great. Because, you know, love lasts forever, you know. Nothing like it in this lifetime. Money in the bank. So Rachel and I broke up.
God, Ross, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to talk to you about this so much, but we should probably do it when we can really get into it. You free for dinner tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Me too.
I guess it all started when Rachel got this new job.
Okay, yeah, AAA can pick us up.
Yeah.
What town are we near?
Fremont.
Westmont. Westburg?
Why are you answering?
Do you know at least what route we're on?
We are definitely on Route 27.
Okay, we are at a rest stop on Route 27. Okay, there is no Route 27. Okay, either 93 or 76.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I always slept in the back when we drove up here.
Okay. Hey, can you just send someone up and down 76 and just check every rest stop? And also 93? Okay.
Yeah, no, they don't do that.
Okay, well, somebody will come and save us.
Who?
I mean, have you seen a car come by here in the last hour and a half?
I think we should call Ross. Maybe he can get a car to pick us up.
No. No, I am not getting in a car with Ross. We will just have to live here. No, you guys, I'm not getting in a car with him. You'll have to think of something else.
Oh, good. Oh, Joey and Cam are back.
So the going for help went well.
Oh, yeah. Smokey Joe here got halfway to the highway and collapsed.
I have a lung capacity of a 2-year-old.
Then why are you smoking?
Well, it's very unsettling.
Right? I mean, it's pretty unbelievable, you know? I mean, they just took off. Took off without even looking back. No, I don't need them. I've got you guys now as friends. You and Susan.
Susan will be so pleased.
717?
Where's 717? So you have more of these for Susan, right?
No, but that's okay. I just put out pickles or something.
Thank God.
Peeps?
Why are you whispering?
I ate a bug.
Hey, Rich. The tampons here are only a penny. Let's stock up.
Ross, we ran out of gas, and we don't know where we are, so we can't get a tow truck.
Oh, now you want a favor.
Yes, please.
Well, I'm sorry your car broke down, Phoebes, but I'm a little too busy with some of my real friends right now. But please call to let me know you got home safely, okay?
Phoebe, hang on a second. Here, take my car, go pick up your friends.
No, I'm not going to pick them up.
And we both know you're going to do it because you're not a jerk, okay? So you can either smoke here for half an hour and then go pick them up, or you can save us both time and smoke in the car.
No, Rachel doesn't want me to...
I am sorry that Rachel dumped you because she fell in love with that Mark guy, and you were the innocent victim in all of this, but don't punish your friends for what Rachel did to you.
Yeah, you're right.
Phoebe, hang on a second. Ross wants to tell you something. What? You slept with someone else?
We were on a break! We were... Yeah. Where are you? I'll find you.
You slept with another woman.
Oh, you're one to talk. Okay, done.
What's left?
That's help. Spelled backwards so that the helicopters can read it from the air.
Huh. What's doofus spelled backwards?
I spied on one of his drives!
What is he doing here?
He is saving your butt. Unless, of course, I'm stepping on some toes here, in which case I can just mosey on. I've got plenty of people to help on the interstate.
Oh, no. Now it's not going to make any sense.
You guys, what do we do about Ross? He drove all the way up here. What do we do? Just, like, send him back and then we're going to go skiing?
Oh, this is horrible. It's just horrible. Hey, yes, you think we should ask Ross to come along?
No, but what about Rachel? I mean, how are we going to even ask her? Ask me what? if it might be okay if Ross came skiing?
I was not with...
No, I wasn't. You guys are unbelievable. No, he cannot come.
Excuse me?
It's horrible.
Oh, please, can't I come to your special magical cabin?
Why would you even want to come, Ross? You're a horrible skier.
Oh, hitting me where it hurts, my ski skills.
Here we go again.
I can't handle this.
You know, I can handle it. Handles my middle name. Actually, it's the middle part of my first name.
All right, Phoebes. The cab's ready.
All right, let's go.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you speaking to me or sleeping with someone else?
We were on a break.
Oh, you know, Ross, why don't you just put that on your answering machine?
Hey, it's valid, okay? And I'm not the only one who thinks so. Monica agrees with me.
What? I don't know.
That's what you said last night.
What I said was that I understood. Joey is the one who agreed with you.
Okay.
Really, Joey?
What?
You know what? But there is no right or wrong here. No, I think it's very obvious who's wrong here.
Obviously not to Joey.
What?
Look, we know that this is really, really hard for you guys, okay? You know,
All right, you don't have to love each other, okay? You don't even have to like each other much right now, but please, you have to figure out a way to be around each other.
Yeah, and not put us in the middle.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, that's it for us hanging out together. You know, is that what you want? Can you be civil? Yeah.
I can.
Okay. Good, all right. Let's get back in the car because it's freezing and my chest is unsupported.
Oh, wait a second. I mean, what are we doing? Who's going with who?
Look, you guys should go. No, you know, you planned this all out, and I don't want to ruin it, so you guys should just go.
Come on, man, you go
home. No, really, I've got to take the car back anyway. I'm spending all day tomorrow with Ben. Fine, okay, you just go. No guilt, I promise.
Thank you. All right, we'll call you when you get back.
Maybe
we can, like, go to a movie or something.
Okay.
Or the rodeo.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I was being Shelley Winters from the Poseidon Adventure.
I know. Sorry I'm late. Were you sleeping?
No.
Oh, great. Well, I had to get you a whole new battery. I got you the best one I could, because that's not where you want to skimp.
Genius, huh?
Yeah, it came to about $112. What the hell? You call it an even 110?
Okay, tomorrow. Okay, bye.
So they all took off. It was pretty hard watching them go, you know?
Yeah, okay, bye.
So I'm gonna take off then.